I'm here.
All right. Jet Lawrence, thank you, man. Appreciate you doing this. The Paris race, like, you're young, and I don't know how much you follow the history. 40 years, this place has been the best off-season supercross forever, whether it's Paris, whether it's Bercy or whatever. Do you have appreciation of that?
No, for sure. I definitely. It's cool how many years they've done it. I heard Johnny, I think Osho was at the first one they did.
Yeah, Osho was at the first two, yeah.
First two they did, so it's kind of cool to be racing at the, not the same stadium, but the same race event as our trainer did. It's always cool to do that, so I mean, it's just cool, the history that's kind of comes along with the Supercross of Paris.
Yeah. Starts today. That was your real problem. Anything happen? Any reason? Anything go on?
I think I'm definitely going off of being tired as hell. Because I had like naps in between each break. I was so tired from the night before. I'm not very used to it, but no excuses with that. But
your start in main one yesterday was phenomenal, and then they were all good, but. You know, if you had started like that today, it would have made it a lot easier on yourself.
I definitely would have, but, you know, I mean, I'm tired, and we're like, you know what, we didn't do a lot of passing yesterday, so, I mean, may as well try and get everything covered with a win, maybe fastest lap, and maybe most passes, so we'll see if we get everything.
I think that the takedown of your brother, I think, really, you didn't mean to do it. You got kicked, you missed your break, and let's just go with that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean to come in and scare him, because it's fun to mess with him, but... Yeah, I just, as soon as I felt the rear end touch the last Uber and just get kicked, I'm like, oh, shit. Sorry, Hunter, please check up, check up. And he did it, and then he ended up just getting stuck. So I'm like, oh, great. So after that, I'm like, well, either Hunter and Daz are going to be smashing me if I don't, they'll punch me if I don't win this. So I better make sure I win this.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? Imagine if you threw it away then.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought your best race was yesterday after your crash. Kenny was, 3 seconds ahead or something, and you had 4 laps or something to get it done, and dude, that was impressive. Like, I don't know how much effort you put into it. I don't know how much you did differently to soak stuff up and get to him, but that was impressive.
Yeah, no, I already went 1-1, so I had to get all three, at least one of them. So, no, it was good. I had not too bad of a flow. It was hard to get going after the crash because it was such a small crash, but I have my, my triple clamps the tightness ain't as tight, so I want a softer feel.
Yep.
So they got bent really badly. So I was riding with very bent bars. So I had to get adapt quickly, and somehow I was able to keep going and was able to pull Kenny in and was able to get him, thankfully.
Do you remember anywhere where you were crushing it on him? Like,
I think
the sand.
I feel like the sand I was really good, and maybe a little bit of the whoops for sure.
Well, hey, good job. Another win, man. It's quite a year for you, and you're keeping this thing rolling. So thanks for doing this, and good job.
Nah, thank you. I can't wait for next year to come back.